It was a tough winter in California. The state's energy crisis had a chilling effect on people's wallets. Summer's just around the corner, and with it comes the promise of more rolling blackouts. But where some folks see crisis, commentator Pat Morrison sees opportunity.
34 days of rolling blackouts predicted across California this summer if Californians don't curb their appetites for energy. And so the kilowatt crash diet begins, the energy glutton's desperate rush for frugal light bulbs, for solar-powered fans and wind-fueled refrigerators. Stop. Perhaps we're going about this all wrong. Maybe it's time Californians did the Zen-like thing, the Jerry Brown-like thing. After the dot-com crash, after the mangled and tangled freeways and flood and drought, with the writer's strike and the summer coming on, California needs to embrace the moment. So ask not what your blackouts will do to you, but what you can do with your blackouts. Exempt the critical need customers, the hospital wards and traffic lights, and then think of what being unpowered could mean. California Unplugged, a visit to the Golden State as it was 100 years ago and more. We could make the acquaintance of quiet. The TV and the CD and the DVD would be silenced. We could listen instead for the notes of birdsong. We might relearn whistling and sing summertime serenades. Left to our own brain-powered devices, we could stage marathon games of Scrabble and Monopoly, undertake long walks and short naps, or the other way around. We would rediscover slow, the leisure of a handwritten note and not the dash and zip of email. There are gyroscopes and porch swings and books on paper to be explored and experienced anew, the shapes of clouds and the dances of kites. And instead of the unfailing and sterile blast of the air conditioner, the fitful vagaries of an evening breeze through an open window. And we would be forced to eat all the ice cream in the freezer before it melted. So let's not think of it as a month in the dark, but as a month of Sundays.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times.